CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcast service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 7th of November 2021. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Co-op's Director, Intermediate Level Distance Learning Course Open, New RSGB Conventions Videos Published. The RSGB Board is pleased to announce that Richard Horton, G4AOJ, has been opted as a Board Director until the 2022 AGM. He served as the RSGB Honorary Treasurer since 2011, and the RSGB Board is advertising for Richard's successor. Applications from financially qualified candidates are invited and should be emailed in the first instance to board.chair@rsgb.org.uk. For full details of both announcements, see the RSGB Notices section of the Society's website. The next Bath-based distance learning course will be for the intermediate level, running from January to May 2022. The closing date is the 15th of December. All applicants must complete some pre-course work using BBDL systems. A full licensed course will run from August to December. More information from g0fuw@tiscali.co.uk. The RSGB has just published the individual presentations in the Learn More About stream from its online convention. This means you can now see all 15 presentations in the RSGB's web video archive or in the RSGB Convention 2021 playlist on the RSGB's YouTube channel. The presentations are getting some great feedback, so do take a look at youtube.com/the RSGB. The Three Yankee Oscar Japan Bouvet Island de-expedition team says that with its first deposit on its contract to have the SS Marama provide transportation to Bouvet, it's confirmed its plans to activate the second most wanted DXCC entity in November 2022. You can follow the plans via the expedition's website and the 3YOJ Facebook page. At a recent meeting of the Examination Standards Committee, it was agreed that the current mock exam paper on the RSGB website should be replaced by a fresh set. There'll now be one mock exam paper per licence level. These new papers are generated from the same Exams and Syllabus Review Group vetted RSGB question bank as real exam papers using the same question selection process. You can find the new mock exam papers for all three licence levels on the RSGB website. Ofcom has agreed to the RSGB request to extend the 146147 MEGS notice of variation for a further year. However, it is made available on a non-interference basis. An applicant should note that as the band is increasingly used by other users, the NOV is subject to a 30-day notice period of change or withdrawal. Full license holders can apply for the 1467 MHz NOV via the RSGB website. It's not too late to register your interest for December YOTA month 2021. We've been granted the call sign GB21 YOTA for allocation to youngsters to operate throughout December. To see what operating slots are still available, please look up GB21 YOTA on QRZ.com. You can register your interest by emailing yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. You must be a full licence holder or have one willing to supervise the activity. Now for details of rallies and events. Before travelling to any rally, do be careful to consider any alterations or cancellations. The Holsworthy Radio Rally takes place today, the 7th of November, at the Holsworthy Leisure Centre, Well Park, Western Road, Holsworthy in Devon, EX226DH. Doors open at 10 a.m. There will be traders, a bring and buy and catering will be available on site. The next rally we have details for is 2022, the Sparkford Wireless Group Rally, due to take place on the 2nd of January at Davis Hall near Yeovil. Some rallies have been cancelled, as previously publicised. These are Bush Valley ARC rally due on the 7th of November and the Bishop Auckland RAC rally due to be held on the 28th of November. David F4FKT will be active as FT4YM and FT4YM Portable from Antarctica until late February or early March. In his spare time, he'll operate mostly SSP on the 20 and 40 metre bands from various bases. Updates will be posted to the Polar DX Group's Facebook group, QSL via F5PFP. Gunter DK2WH will be active as V51WH from Namibia between November 2021 and March 2022. QSL's via DK2WH Director Bureau. He doesn't use Logbook of the World. Stan K5GO will be active as ZF9CW from Cayman Brac, IOTA reference NA016, until the 24th of March at next year. He operates mainly CW with some SSP but no digital modes. QSL via Logbook of the World or Director Home Call. Now for special event news. Oscar Quebec 05 is operating, is the special call sign for the UBA section or section de Philippeville to celebrate its fifth anniversary. It will be active until the 22nd of November, QSL ON4PHI. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Antarctic Treaty, OQ60ANT will be active until the 31st of December. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau, Log Search and OQRS on Club Log. Now, the contest news. When operating contests, keep yourself and others safe by following all the relevant pandemic recommendations. This weekend, the Marconi CW contest ended its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 7th, CW only, 144 megs bands and the exchanger signal report serial number locator. Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, followed by the all mode 432 megs UK activity contest 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday, the SSB leg of the 80-metre autumn series runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. The exchanger signal report and serial number, 50 megs UK activity contest takes place between 2000 and 2230 UTC on Thursday. Using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the club calls 1.8 megs AFS contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC, CW and SSB. The exchanger signal report, serial number and your affiliated club information. Next weekend, the WAE DX RITI contest runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 13th until 2359 on the 14th. Using the contest bands between 3.5 and 28 megs, the exchanger signal report and serial number. Next Sunday, the 14th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchanger signal report, serial number and locator, surprisingly enough. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO follows. What a roller coaster week we had, they write. From great conditions on HF last weekend to severe geomagnetic storm this week, it's been hard to predict what's coming next. The KP index hit 7 on Thursday thanks to an incoming plasma from a full halo coronal mass ejection produced by an M1.7 flare from an active region 2891. On November the 2nd, NOAA classed this as a strong G3 geomagnetic storm after the Discoverer, that's how it's written, a spacecraft, clocked the incoming material at more than 700 kilometres per second. At this time, the solar flux index had reduced from more than 100 to just 89. The PropQuest website shows just what effect this storm had on the ionosphere, with critical frequencies on Thursday morning down to the mid-3 megs range. This meant maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometre path were estimated to be down to about 11 megahertz. The day before, at the same time, they were up above 6 megahertz with an MUFs over 3,000 kilometres above 25 megahertz. This probably sets the scene for the rest of the solar cycle, as explained in Steve G0KYA's presentation Solar Cycle 25, the good, the bad, and the downright ugly, during the recent RSGB conference, which is now available to view on YouTube. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the high 80s to mid 90s. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain calm with a KP index of 2. However, as we warned last week, this could well turn out to be over-optimistic, as a solar flare and any associated CME could easily push this up to 5 or higher. The best advice is to work the DX whilst it's there. At this time of the year, and with the SFI figures up to the 90s, you can expect the upper HF bands to come into their own, but only if geomagnetic conditions remain calm. Now for VHF and up, it still looks like a changeable pattern for VHF, but there are a few chances in there. The main theme continues to be that of unsettled weather with periods of rain interspersed by brighter, showery interludes. This should provide further options for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. There are a few fleeting options for tropo as weak ridges develop from high pressure over Biscay and the near continent, particularly during this first weekend. This is most likely across southern Britain and will probably favour paths to the near continent and across Biscay to Spain. Recent solar activity gave a nice 144 megs aurora last Thursday, showing that it's always worth checking for this exotic mode by keeping an eye on the space weather sites. Meteor scattered should also be on your watch list, since we are approaching the November Leonids, which peak mid-month around the 17th or 18th. Now would be a good time to get some practice sessions going with digimodes if you've not tried it before. Until the shower peak, stick to the time around dawn to maximise your chances with random meteors. For EME enthusiasts, path losses are low but rising after perigee last Friday, but with minimum declination today, the moon will be low in the sky at zenith, getting higher as the week progresses. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. It's all the best from me also. Until next week.